two trees. She would announce from her yard before one dropped, sending us in a flurry through the fence under the mango tree, heads up for the blind fruit that would come tearing down the branches. Falling on knees, we would go helter-skelter in the grass, until someone lifted the yellow trophy high before running off, teeth peeling the skin off the furry flesh. Other times we would try to sneak past her perennial stare on the other tree. She would catch us and come in a talk.
Oi, kinte pan yo malu, and tek back a boy fi me.
And we would bring her boy. The cigarette she would light and smoke backwards, sticking out an ash tongue before spitting button phlegm at our toes. She would go on.
Before the C-Tech Gabby, I know. I sit right here to rass and feel sand in my ears. I feel my belly bottom sinking. Then when my son Baba come tell me him drown, I see him leaning on the nutmeg tree, and I say, Gabby, you're not coming in?
Him smile, blowing short, bubbles just a bussing him out.
Could the man move?
No, sir. Him still like stone.
Him right there.
She would then point at the spotted tree, blighted corneas thick and white on it,
telling me when mango going to fall.